B-Pod Studios.
It's brought to you by American Heating and Air Conditioning. And you hit the line, 610-771-9751. You leave your messages there. Andrew goes to him. He finds the best of the best. And he plays the best of the best on this show. And we take live calls as well at 610-632-0975. Let's see what we got today.
What's up? I'm here to bring the heat. Hey, what happened to that guy that called in the entire past year, all three shows, with the same joke? I don't want to hear the word foals anymore unless you're talking about a baby horse. Where are you now? Hey, guess what else? Nobody wants to hear you, Jack.
I don't know that guy. What's he talking about?
I think I do know who it is. I think he's referring to Ray from Levittown.
When did he say that?
Ray used to leave messages when Carson first went down to stop bringing up foals unless you're talking about a baby horse. Because Ray's a big Carson Wentz guy.
Yeah. Never heard it. Yeah. I'll tell you what.
You're listening, but you're not hearing.
That
riled up line, or the heated up line.
Sometimes that does happen. By the way, Tyrone texted me, said Philadelphia had the second rainiest year ever in 2018. That's good. That's good weather knowledge out of Ty.
That's a weatherman.
Yeah. Yes, he is. You all right? You and I are fighting it off right now, man. The throat. That's the other thing this time of year. And having kids? Enough.
Petri dishes.
Yeah. Well, the thing is you got the people that send their kids to school when they're sick because they don't want to watch them because it interrupts their lives. I like to give them, like, the cartoon smack. Like, you know what I mean? Because then what happens? My kid comes home with their kid's sickness, and now I'm sick. And now I'm fighting the freaking thing. Frankly, it pisses me off. What's next?
Oh, my God. ESPN is subjecting us to more of Witten and Booger. The only way this would be worse is if they had Joe Buck on it. At least we get to hear more of the great Joe Tessitore, though. I love that guy. What?
See, there are a lot of Buck haters out there still.
I like Joe Buck.
I'm a big Joe Buck fan. I'm a big fan of... I'm not a big Nance fan, but I'm a big Tony Romo fan the way he does a broadcast. And I like Aikman. I don't mind Chris Collinsworth like everybody else. So many people can't stand him. Now, when the game comes on Sunday, Anthony, it will be Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth calling the action Sunday at 4:40 from Chicago at Soldier Field. Your thoughts on that broadcast crew handling the duties this weekend? You like that?
Yeah, I do.
You're good with that?
Yeah.
All right. I'd prefer the Fox crew.
Would you?
But I usually like Al Michaels because Al's great.
Yeah.
And it's Sunday night football. So, you know, it's like usually during a regular season, that's when you got the Sunday night game.
Yeah, I like it. I mean, I like Collinsworth. As much as he can grate on me sometimes,
mm-hmm.
I mean, he's a pro. Like, he's elite. He's an elite analyst.
He doesn't sound like a boob like Witten does.
No, he's an elite analyst. No, I'm happy with that.
All right, we got a live call and response now from Ray from Levittown. What's up, Ray?
Hey, Ray.
Yeah, what's he not? When I said that, it was when people were, before Carson got hurt and he wasn't playing his greatest game, they thought, well, let's get him out. Let's put bowls in. That's when I said he should be talking about baby horses. Now he's got me thinking, I hope that I will never, ever, ever hope that the Eagles lose in a million years. But I hope they win a game in spite of Nick having a bad game, and maybe that'll shut these people up that are talking about trading them. I can't take much more of it.
All right. Good
response.
I feel
you, brother. I feel you, Ray.
That's all I got.
I feel you, man.
There he is, Ray, with a live response to the recorded rip. I like that.
Yeah, I do, too.
Yeah, this is Dean Blandino. I'm just trying to reach Stephen Jones. Stephen, you need to have me on your party train like you used to a few years ago, you know? Remember those trips we took together when I was just a ref? And then I became, like, supervisor of the whole officiating thing, and he's taking on those cool trips. Well, playoffs are coming up, and, I think we've done our share for you. So, I'll be waiting here for you, Stevie boy.
Dean Blandino checking in. Remember we saw Blandino getting on
the party bus.
The party bus, yeah. That must have been some party. I don't want to get on the younger Jones. I don't want to get on Stephen Jones' bus. I want to get on Jarrah's bus. That's the bus.
Jarrah's bus is a good bus. You're probably right.
Yeah,
but it's all Johnny Walker blue on Jarrett's bus.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, listen, let them just lose to Seattle.
You're ready to just punch their ticket out?
Yeah.
You go with that? Could happen.
Does Jason Garrett keep his job if he's one and done?
No. They can't him. That'd be a ninth opening. By the way, did you see that? Imagine this, Anthony. Is that, first of all, your team finally has the balls to send Marvin Lewis packing after all of those years of not winning in the playoffs and barely getting there. And then who do they bring in to interview and are considering for their job? How about Hugh Jackson? I mean, that guy.
Yeah.
I mean, you imagine that?
I will say this, you're gonna probably laugh at me, but it's fine. I think he's a good coach. I do. I know there were some issues there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wouldn't be my first.
Haley was an issue?
Yeah, he wasn't. He's not my first choice.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the boob that I think he appears to be.
Okay.
That's all. And that just comes from.
From an optical standpoint that he won two games while he was there.
I feel you on that.
I mean, if you're a Cleveland fan, you're going, are you kidding me?
I mean,
Cincinnati.
I get you.
The other thing is, did you see that the odds favor to get the job in Cleveland is Greg Williams, that raging lunatic.
You know, they had a lot of success.
Mm-hmm. He's a maniac.
I mean, the quarterback is amazing.
Yeah. But Greg Williams is a defensive guy.
I know, but everything worked.
So why mess with it?
Yeah.
No, you're right. And they won more games this year than they've won in forever, it seems. And the quarterback throw 27 touchdowns in his rookie year? It's pretty good.
Baker's he's an emotional leader.
Yeah. He's going to be a lot of fun to watch for a long time. What's next?
Do you guys remember that there was a certain part of the population of Philly that was really kind of upset that the Eagles gave Nick Foles the $3 million after the Super Bowl? There were people that were upset about it. And look at us now, man. Now we're about to get back into the debate of who we want as the starter.
Do you remember that? People questioning the $3 million roster bonus? I don't recall.
I don't remember that. But, you know, I mean, listen, somebody could have.
Yeah, I don't recall that being an issue. And look, he's going to have to do the unthinkable again to have the debate about him being the starter going forward. For me, that's just me though. Let's
so real quick, the head referee for Sunday,
Tony Corrente.
Entering his 24th season, 18th postseason, done 7 wild cards. He's done 5 conference championship. He did 1 Super Bowl.
Okay. How's the road team? Does it have any info on how the road team fares when he officiates?
I don't know. I'm looking at I don't like Corrente. Why don't I like Corrente?
He's doing the Dallas game?
He's doing our game.
Did he do the Dallas game?
Why don't I like him?
I wonder who was the ref that did the Dallas game on the opening call this year?
I'm trying to remember why I don't like him. Corrente.
I love that we find out who the officials are now, and it affects people's decision to put a wager down on a game, too.
You know what website I'm on? Footballzebras.com.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You have officially found the end of the internet. Congratulations.
Apparently, the Eagles are 2-8 when Corrente
is zero. I knew I had a bad feeling about this Corrente.
2-8?
Creep.
What is this guy, a Cowboy fan? Is he a roach?
And also, home teams win 73% of the games.
Yes, he's a home cooker. Yes, he's a home cooker.
He hears the crowd go off.
Yes, he's a home cooker.
Oh, man.
Correct, he's a home cooker.
So the Eagles are 2-8 when he refs. And he's a home cooker.
There's something wrong with that dude. He's a home cooker.
There's your 6-point line. We cracked the code.
Oh, that stinking Corrente. Better not rip us off again.
Let's go to a live call with Aaron and Reutersford on the Fanatic. What's up, Rye? Or Aaron?
What up, Jason? Listen, the Flyers are so freaking hard to watch, man. Granted, I like Scott Gordon. I like how he looks behind the bench. He's getting pissed off. You need to be doing that. But we got Andrew McDonald on the ice. He's trash. We got Jake Voracek still doing the same crap that he's always doing. He's trash. Trade him. Sean Couturier. Trade him.
You're all gone. Jordan Wheel, we're not going to make it into the freaking playoffs if we continue to have...
You're not going to make it in the playoffs. Breaking news, Aaron. That's not happening this year. They'd have to go like 35-13. Do they look like a team that can go 35-13?
No.
I was with you on the first day. All the other ones. Trade all the other ones. I don't want to trade Couturier, but nobody's untouchable. Remember that we did a list? I did a list a while back of the untouchable guys in Philly sports. And there was some names on there.
Yeah, yeah.
That are no longer on there. In all sports. It's weird. And people, like, I got killed. Who was the guy that I got killed for, Andrew, that I had on there? That I didn't have on.
The Untouchables?
Yeah.
That was Dario.
That's right. I didn't have Dario on there, and people were going bananas. You got to put Dario on there. I'm like, dude, you can find a Dario in the NBA draft. Like, because, you know, you attach to guys. Yeah, you want to keep everybody.
No, you're right. I agree with you. I miss Dario.
Yeah.
You know what the shame is?
They could use a player just like Dario.
He's exactly what they need. Yeah. He's exactly... Well, like, you can see if you're missing a guy, you're missing a presence... They're missing Dario.
Yeah.
Like, I wonder, is there any way to get him
back? What could you send?
I don't know. I don't know what they would want. Like, he's not playing a ton. Like, Covington was hurt. I guess he played last night, but Covington was out. I don't know. I mean, I think they like Covington more than Dario.
Well, Fultz is supposed to get re-examined next week. You looking forward to that?
Yeah.
I'm so done with this kid. I'm just done with it.
I wonder if there's a way you can... He's exactly what they need. It sounds so stupid, but he really is.
Okay.
Unselfish, boards, gives you good minutes.
Tough. Let's pretend they could get him back, and they didn't have to give up anything of significance to get him back. Just pretend. This is totally hypothetical. Yeah, Would they be a contender then in the East with Dario?
Oh, well, yeah. Again,
because right now they're not.
Well, they're just thin. I mean, they just need bodies.
Well, they're more than thin, though. Mm-hmm. They need a couple of right bodies.
Dario played 22 minutes last night.
How many
without
points?
Covington. Covington was sick, and he only played 22 minutes.
Why isn't he playing like 36?
He's been off the bench.
Dario's averaging 23 a game minutes, and Cubs averaging 34 minutes a game.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
No, the Covington starts. Yeah. Dario comes off the bench. 7 points, 6 boards. Like, that's it. 1-for-2 from three. I mean, Anthony Tolliver's getting more minutes.
Right now, the Sixers aren't getting out of the second round, are they?
I wouldn't say that. It's not yet.
You think they can get out of the second round?
They face Boston or Toronto?
Well, okay. I mean, you know, not, right, as of now, no. But I need, like, give them some time to get a couple players. I think Elton has a plan.
But here's the problem. You don't have anything to give up.
What you have is cap space. So,
okay, so
you got to get a dump.
Yeah.
Did you see what I put up on the screen earlier?
You do. Well, you need those guys. What's that?
Did you see
Andrew?
The news about Markieff Morris? I put it up on the screen. He's going to be out 6 weeks diagnosed with transient cervical neuropraxia.
Huh?
Non-contact. He's not allowed to do anything with contact for the next 6 weeks.
What is that?
And then they'll reevaluate something with the spine.
Wow.
So they're going to reevaluate him in 6 weeks. And that was a guy that could have been a potential buyout player that the Sixers picked up.
Yeah, who did I also? I just heard. Just heard another. I mean, you hear these names, but...
Oh, a buyout
heard,
player?
I just heard
Courtney
somebody.
Lee is a name that everybody's bringing up.
Yeah, no, somebody else.
Who was it, Andrew?
Courtney Lee is a name that everybody's bringing up.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I mean, they need bodies. I don't know what else to say.
Colin in Pittsburgh wraps us up here on the Fanatic. What's up, Colin?
Gentlemen, what's going on? I'm a third player from the Lehigh Valley living out here in Pittsburgh, and now that the Steelers are out of the playoffs, I'm even more proud of the way my Carson Wentz jersey around town. And every Sunday, the Eagles fans that are also Cubs fans out here get down on the south side, and this Sunday we are going to have a ball celebrating the Eagles getting the playoffs. They're going to beat the Bears. Let's go, Bears, baby. E-A-T-L-E-S, Eagles!
Nice! That was awesome, Kyle.
Out the south side. I was just down there, man. You ever go to that German brewery down there?
Oh, the Hofstra House. Yeah,
yeah, man.
Where we go.
There you go. I just stayed right next to that joint.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. The south side's a good spot. A lot of good restaurants and bars.
Where's the, I'm trying to remember... The river, like all the, like, yeah, that, like, yeah, all those boats, like, they had bars and stuff by the river.
That might be Southside.
Is that? I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm asking.
I went over like
Iron
Bridge or something.
Always remember going to like all that district for all the bars and stuff. Around and that's where that what you call it the
Permane Brothers.
Yeah.
I'm not touching that thing.
No, that's horrible.
I don't do the corned beef and I don't do the coleslaw.
No,
I'll do the rye. I'll have the rye Swiss. And Russian dressing, and I'm good. You keep everything else off my sandwich.
B-Pod Studios.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.